I'm curious what your thought is on what's been going on with Facebook around around privacy, and especially with companies that are now using their features on their sites, especially these personalization features, where you have instant personalization when you go to sites like Yelp, although I guess they've turned that off. How do you think that affects, what advice, I guess, would you give to companies that are using those features?
Well, I think there's two, like, interesting things going on. I mean, I think the first thing I think is I think everyone, or most people, I think, understand when they go on Facebook or some of these sites, they're giving up a lot of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And they should understand that. I mean, you're posting things that basically anyone can see or can be disseminated very easily with proof. Meaning, you know, someone take a screenshot of it. A lot of times people don't have their privacy settings on there. So I think people understand that that's sort of a bargain they're having to make, they're going to have to give up some privacy. I think people understand that because they can tell by some of the ads that appear on the right-hand side, usually, like, hey, they obviously know what some of the stuff I'm talking about is. They're
interesting
because whether it really is relevant, one of your words sort of matches up with it, you know. You might have said something to someone about, like, hey, congratulations on your wedding, and then all of a sudden you're getting stuff about to be married, or, you know, do you need to lose weight, or something like that, because they think you're getting married. But on the other hand, I guess, what I think bothers consumers a lot is everything Facebook does is opt out, basically.
Right.
And it's not like a simple check the box, opt out.
Mm-hmm.
It can be very difficult to navigate how to opt out.
Right.
And what they're sharing. And I think with a lot of people, I think especially parents, worry about is, you know, if someone's naive enough, or I think on either end of the spectrum, really, the younger people and sort of the older people getting into Facebook don't realize all these hoops they have to jump through and may not be savvy enough to figure them out.
Right.
I mean, look, on Facebook, I mean, I'm sure you're on Facebook, too, is if you go on there with their latest one, people were posting instructions. I mean, it wasn't exactly user-friendly how to figure out how to do it. And I just can't personally understand why someone would want to let me know, or why I'd want anyone to know what story I liked on CNN or what I was reading on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that interesting. Although I did think I read today maybe they're going to change that now again.
Yeah, they've now come out and said that they're going to try to simplify some of the privacy settings, because I think that's one of the biggest
criticisms
they've had.
Huge issue, and I think also it's almost like they put something out there, mm-hmm. wait for the reaction, and scale it back a bit so everyone thinks, oh, it's okay. But
yeah.
It really is. I mean, you just and you don't really hear a lot about it from them. You hear mainly about it from other postings on Facebook, you know?
Right.
So I think, you know, politically they just don't do a very good job of telling you what they're doing and what it means.
Right.
And making it easy for you to opt out. But at the same time, it's one of those things where you don't really, I mean, if you want to use it, you mean that's the bargain, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the choice you make. I mean, I guess it'll be interesting if Congress or the Senate, or I think the Senate is thinking about having hearings about it, whether what they do for regulation on privacy. I could see where they get reactionary and get themselves involved.
Yeah, and I mean, Dana Void wrote that Facebook has tried to become a kind of a utility in a way that just everyone is using. But the problem with becoming a utility is that they get regulated usually.
Right.
And so, you know, rather than trying to regulate themselves, you know, in a good way, it might bring on regulation not only for them but for a lot of other players too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, and I guess maybe sort of the interesting question is, I guess, who would regulate them. I guess right now maybe the FTC.
Right.
But you just wonder, you know, if they'll create a new agency or, you know, when they're trying to think of who's actually going to regulate the Internet.
Yeah.
Would fall underneath that, you know, if they decide if Congress gives the FCC authority to do it, or will they give the FTC the authority,
right.
Or will they give them both, so we get confusing regulations.
Yeah.
But I could see that, because I really think sort of the weakness is, you know, you and I may be technically savvy, and even we could have problems figuring out this you know, labyrinth you have to go through to figure out your exact privacy settings.
Yeah.
And then you think of the average consumer, or just you have to think, well, you know, the government or the Attorney General, say Attorney General, job isn't just to protect, you know, the average person. It's really to protect the stupidest person.
Right.
You know, and that's where you have to think. I could say where someone unwittingly puts out all this information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I know what kind of stuff we don't want put out there.
Right.
Think about some of your friends or some people that on Facebook or Twitter that you know, and you're like, I can't believe they just posted that.
Yeah, and there are these sites cropping up that are really showing people what, you know, what they're showing people. You know, they're these searches where you can search for things and find what people are posting publicly that probably they don't want to have posted.
Yeah, isn't it something that aggregates all of them or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. It uses their feed, the Facebook feed, that kind of public feed that they put out.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I don't know how this will end up playing out with brands who are on there either, to see if, I'm not sure if consumers will have a negative reaction to them. I guess the brands get sort of lucky because it's Facebook doing all this stuff and not the brands.
Right, and not these other sites that are using the features.
Yeah, exactly. But I personally find it unnerving. You know, I made sure I turned it off right away because I just don't want people to know what I'm reading. Or,
right.
You know, if I want, I'll put it on there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's that problem of the default or the opt out versus the opt in, where
yeah.
A feature is added and you're just default public, you know, to everyone.
Yeah.
And if you don't pay attention when that pops up initially and you just kind of close it and go on with your business, you don't really think about, okay, not only, you know, is everyone going to see this on Facebook, they're going to see it on Google, they're going to see, you know, it's being indexed by so many places, you know, once you make it public.
Well, and I think it's just, like, I have done sort of my research, and I think I have all my settings, so I still have on mine where there's this video of my son playing piano.
Uh-huh.
And it's not like a link to a YouTube video. It's a video that I did on my flip camera that we uploaded to my Facebook page. But I have everything set on to friends only, mm-hmm. and I get all these comments on it, or likes from people that are like in Europe, and I have no idea how they're seeing the video. So there must be something I haven't figured out yet.
Yeah.
But stuff like that, you just wonder if there's some like backdoor way in there.
Right.
Because if you do like even like an image search, like let's just say you say you don't want people looking for you on mm-hmm. you know, or you block your photos. If I put your name in Google Images, usually your picture from Google will show up, I mean, from Facebook.
That's true.
Even if you've said no.
Yeah. That initial picture, your initial,
yeah,
I guess,
exactly.
Profile photo does show up a lot.
Yeah, so, that's sort of the scary thing with that, though, too. But like I said, people, I guess, should realize that's part of the bargain.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything illegal. So, as of yet, you know, that we know of.
Right. It's more of a perception problem that people are just doing it without thinking about what the consequences are until later.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and I thought maybe I heard today, too, that they were thinking about going to opt in.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to watch if they change that.
I mean, but
we're such a reactionary culture, I think. We wait until something happens until we decide, okay, let's move in and try to fix it.
And sometimes we go to the extreme. You know?
We do, in both ways, really.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know, but I would think, you know, from a business point of view, you really would not, you know, from Facebook's point of view, you would not want to be opt-in, because who's going to opt-in?
Yeah.
Unless you're just someone who really wants everyone to know all about you.